Early morning drone strikes in Kyiv killed at least 4 people. It is the latest barrage of Russian strikes on the capital and other cities across Ukraine. Russia has also launched attacks on energy infrastructure, and Ukrainians are being urged to conserve energy so there won't be a need for emergency blackouts. We're joined now by Missy Ryan, who covers national security for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. She has just returned from Ukraine. Missy, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Thanks, Peter.
So Ukrainian President Zelensky has said that the Russians are terrorizing civilians with what are called kamikaze drones in Kyiv. Tell us about the latest attacks in the capital today.
Sure. Well, this is the second time in 1 week that Ukrainians woke up to the sound of airstrikes in the capital, which, as you know, was relatively quiet for months as the fighting took place in central and eastern Ukraine. And so that today's strike, which involved kamikaze drones, really are a reminder of the vulnerability of Ukrainian cities. And it sort of underscores this plea that President Zelensky is making and other Ukrainian leaders are making for additional air defense systems and assistance from the West.
Missy, do you get the sense that the drone attacks on Ukrainian cities are doing anything to change the reality that Russia is faltering on the front lines of the war?
They're really not. And if you ask Ukrainian officials, it's a sign of the flagging nature of the campaign that President Vladimir Putin is undertaking. But it also really does have a psychological effect. We spoke to many Ukrainians who, you know, obviously expressed concerns, who worried about their children going to school or elderly relatives who are sometimes hesitant to comply with the air alert sirens that go off all the time in Kyiv. But we also heard defiance that people are not planning to leave Ukraine, that many people have come back after the initial months of the war, and they're there to stay.
Sure. There's also some discussion now, or a lot of discussion, about where these weapons are coming from. Ukrainian and U.S. officials say the Iranians are supplying the drones to Russia. Iran denies it. But what do we know about Iran's deepening involvement, allegedly, in this war?
Yeah, well, according to the government, it's well established that there have been these masses, hundreds and hundreds of drones that have been supplied, relatively cheap, quickly produced drones that Iran has used in other places like Yemen are now being supplied to Russia. And the Washington Post reported over the weekend that Iran is also planning to supply short-range ballistic missiles, which would be a significant escalation in Iran's involvement in the war.
What's the motivation for Iran to do that?
Well, it's a way for Iran to sort of poke the United States and its European allies and also strengthen its relationship with Russia. I mean, there's sort of a mutual dependency that's there as Iran is increasingly isolated from the rest of the world. Also, Russia needs this military hardware because it's really blown through a lot of its missile stocks since the beginning of the war. As you recall, Putin expected the war to be over in a matter of weeks, and now it's been almost 8 months.
Well, speaking of international alliance, there is also news that Russia and Belarus are forming a joint regional force that 9,000 Russian troops are going to be stationed in Belarus just over the border from Ukraine. What do you make of that? Are the Russians planning for another attack from the north?
It's possible. They were very clearly repulsed in February and March from the capital, Kyiv, and the Ukrainian defensives have significantly hardened since then. So I do think it's not likely that they would try to launch another ground offensive from Belarus into Kyiv. You know, remember, that would be the closest launching point for them to get to the Ukrainian capital. They could be using it to stage missile attacks. And certainly what we have heard from Ukrainian officials is that many of the drone attacks are launched from Belarus. So, I mean, you know, the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, is one of Putin's only allies at this point, our strongest allies in Europe. He at once, you know, sort of is dependent on Russia and needs to allow Putin to use his country as a staging ground. But there have also been signals from the government in Belarus that they do not want to get involved in a sort of direct military conflict with Ukraine.
Finally, Missy Ryan, I want to ask you about the men that Russia has been rounding up to fight in this war to refresh its depleted troops. Tell me about these conscripts. Have they arrived on the front lines yet, and are they having any impact on the fighting?
They have arrived on the front lines. There are already reports of Russian conscripts being killed. There are reports in the Russian media of people literally within 2 weeks of being conscripted being killed on the battlefield in Ukraine. And the fact that Russia is rushing these people into Ukraine without adequate training and also without adequate protection and equipment that they need to operate successfully is really a sign of Putin's increasing troubles in Ukraine and the likelihood that Ukrainians are going to make some more advances in their counteroffensive.
Missy Ryan covers national security for our partners at The Washington Post. Missy, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.